Tisdale. Tisdale will be hosting the top 12 best women's teams in the province, competing to wear the Team Saskatchewan colours for the 2024 Scotties Tournament of Hearts. From January 17 to 21, the Tisdale Recplex will convert their arena ice surface into a curling surface for 2024 Viterra Scotties Women's Provincial Tankard. Among the teams vying to be Team Saskatchewan are Team Ackerman, Natana Curling Club, Saskatoon. Team Englot, Highland Curling Club, Regina. Team Orsted, Moose Jaw Curling Center, Moose Jaw. Team Anderson, Natana Curling Club, Saskatoon. Team Mitchell, Natana Curling Club, Saskatoon. Team Silvernagle, Twin Rivers Curling Club, North Battleford. Team Barker, Moose Jaw Curling Center, Moose Jaw. Team Martin, Martinsville Curling Club, Martinsville. Team Tisdale, Highland Curling Club, Regina. Team Stevenson, Highland Curling Club, Regina. Team Holland, Cornell Curling Club. Team Selzer, Balgonie Curling Club. Teams will compete in a round-robin format with two pools of six with a four-team page playoff. The winner will represent Saskatchewan at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts on Feb 16-25, 2024 in Calgary. The first draw will be held Wednesday, January 17 in the evening with teams able to practice and opening ceremonies prior to the first game. Full week pass tickets are available online. Only event passes are available for purchase online. Day passes will only be available at the door during the event. This event is rush seating, but all seats have an excellent view of the playing area. You will not be able to purchase a ticket pass for each game. If you are not planning on attending the entire event, they will have day passes available to purchase at the door or last draw ticket every day. Wednesday, January 17, 5:30 p.m. Opening ceremonies, 7:30 p.m. Draws. Thursday, January 18, 9 a.m. Draws. 12 p.m. Luncheon. 3 p.m. Draws. 7:30 p.m. Draws. Friday, January 19, 10 a.m. Draws. 3 p.m. Draws. 7:30 p.m. Draws. Saturday, January 20, 10 a.m. Draws. 3 p.m. Tiebreakers, if needed. 7:30 p.m. Quarterfinals. Sunday, January 21, 10 a.m. Semifinal. 3 p.m. Final. After final, closing ceremonies. We can hold between 850 to 900 people to increase our capacity. The ice will start to be put in on the Friday before, Lori Kidney, co-chairperson of the organizing committee, said. We are having the auditorium set up as The Patch, music by Daryl Anderson on January 19 with the Goldfish Race and DJ Corey on January 20. The Goldfish Race will start at 6 p.m. The Patch will be open Thursday to Sunday, with food from the Tisdale Hotel. The setup will be similar to the rodeo. Tisdale has hosted two major provincial tankards in the last 10 years, the women's in 2014 and the men's tankard in 2017. Tisdale has also hosted the senior provincial tankard. There is a luncheon planned on Thursday at 12:30 p.m. with Chris Getzliff as the guest speaker. Tickets to this event need to be purchased prior to January 13. These tickets can be picked up at the Curling Rink Lounge. The committee consists of co-chairpersons, Lori Kidney and Sherry Kirkland. Finance, Sherilyn Simoneau, Marianne Edmonds, Tara Serhan. Volunteers, Christy Mamer, Anne-Marie Greaves. Sponsorship, Brian Ferber. Communications, Taylor Leonard. Program, Mike Slepiak. Ceremonies, Joanne Nichols, Carla Soffert. Facilities and ice, Kevin Rink, Mark Anderson. Accommodations, Lorraine Wisser. Banquet, Tammy Taylor, Deanna Bailey. Briar Patch, Deanne Alexson, Karen Hummel, Tanner Kirkland. Fundraising, tickets, sales, Jessica McKee, Lisa McKee, Shirley Edmonds. Announcing, Steve Leibel. Players Lounge, Kathy Cresswell. The committee still welcomes volunteers for the event. Kidney said anyone who wants to volunteer can sign up on Sign Up Genius.